Frank leant over my shoulder and said, you know, he's unplayable at times. And he is, you know, and you'd hate to be a defender against him in this type of mood.
That last goal to get the hat-trick was something special, wasn't it?
Well, you saw everything that he's got. You know, he's got a trick in his locker. He's got pace, he's got power, you know, and he can hold people off, but he can finish, you know, and that's exactly what he did in that particular goal. You know, he saw lots of attributes of what Ched's all about.
People talk about him, they talk about Jordan Rhodes. Is Ched Evans the best striker in this division?
For me, without a shadow of a doubt. No doubt about it. Jordan Rhodes is a fantastic player, don't get me wrong. You know, but I just think there's one or two other areas where Ched might have the edge. I'd love them both to be playing together in the same team. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Have you got the money?
I haven't got any money. That's obviously we care about that one. I haven't.
But in that second half, what was key? Because at 1-1, you know, maybe they had a bit of momentum getting that goal just before the break. What was key for Sheffield United in that second 45?
We started positively, second half, you know. We were disappointed to lose the goal as we did, albeit a very good goal, you know, good strike. You know, you have to put that down to, you know, the player Musa, you know, getting on the end of something. But we were disappointed that situation developed. We thought we were better than that. But, you know, we rallied again, and, you know, there's just a calmness about the lads. You know, they went into the half time, we had a chat, we don't raise any voices. You're just trying to get something, you know, tighter in certain areas and more service to other areas. And so it went, and like I said, the first goal in the second half, our second one. Penalty is a bit, was a penalty, there's no doubt about it. But again, you've seen Ched again, you know, sliding the ball down the side of centre backs, and he's been rewarded with it.
9 goals in your last 2 games. Are you hitting top form at the best time?
I wouldn't say we're hitting top form. I think we're hitting good form. You know, I think that you can't complain about having 9 goals in 2 games at this stage, can you? And it will add great confidence to us. But, you know, we don't need any more confidence than we've got. We're really, you know, proud of what we've been doing recently. We've been proud of the season we've had so far. But, you know, we don't want to get carried away and lose momentum. We go to Hartlepool next week, and if we put some type of performance in like we did tonight, there's a chance we might come away with something, you know. But you just never know when, you know, if you don't have a look or you have bad luck or what, it doesn't matter, you know. But we can just, if we can put the performance in, we hope the outcome will be similar to tonight.
So even despite the fact that you've played so well in these last 2 games and scored a lot of goals, you would say there's maybe another level you could get to?
Well, I'm not saying another level, I'm saying a consistency. You know, you're not always going to go score 4 or 5, you know, let's be quite honest. You know, 1-0s do you, you know, 1-0s win your championships at times, you know, clean sheets keep your championships, you know. So there's lots of different ways of looking at how you win a game, you know. And next week we might get a scrappy 1-0 up at Hartlepool, and if that's the case, I'll tell you it's the best performance I've had all season, no doubt about it.